When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Android. Recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel on Apple Podcasts. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Get away from Twitter, which is something that a lot of us need to do sometimes. Get over to our place where you can basically just talk to Heat fans all day long. We pop in there regularly as well, so you can communicate with us. You can even pitch podcast ideas to us, which is something we're going to need pretty soon. In August, you guys can do that the entire month. We'll take all of them. So check it out. Excuse me. The link is right here in the description on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friend Lynette. You can find her on our Discord, actually, talking about the Heat all day long. Probably listening to this podcast right now. InsuranceByLynette.com, life insurance, renter's insurance, car insurance. If you have trouble getting car insurance, trust me, she's helped a lot of people that I know. Again, based in Lauderhill, but she services the entire South Florida area. InsuranceByLynette.com. That's A, Aggressive Insurance. Again, InsuranceByLynette.com. Two N's, two T's. Reach out to Lynette today. But be prepared to know something about this episode when you do. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckner said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We got Brady Hawk. You can follow him at BradyHawk305. And on that Twitter account yesterday, Brady, we skipped right past the 15th pick. We went right to the 43rd pick. Brady, are you aware that the Heat usually don't keep their second round picks?
100%. I was going to tell you we should go through the history of their second round picks. It's not like a long list we have to go through. Why not? I mean, they find hidden gems undrafted. I guess why not try to jump the gun on, you know, whatever, 17 other teams?
I think the theory has been that, well, we can find a guy undrafted, so if we have to move the second round pick to do something else, we can. There are some gems that the Heat have found in the second round, though, in the past. Mario Chalmers, for one. Actually, you could argue that he was more successful with the Miami Heat than Michael Beasley was, who was picked in that exact same draft. They also had some fun at rookie orientation, which I've got a story about that I'll tell someday. Probably on playback, probably not here. More to that whole thing than everybody knew. But beyond that, Josh Richardson, who's in his second tour of duty with the team. The late Rasul Butler, if you go way back, he was a contributor to the Heat. Who am I missing? Because it doesn't feel like we're missing a lot, right? Dexter Pittman had an inglorious 35 seconds in Indiana in a playoff game before Spo sent him back to the bench and out to pasture, basically. I can't really think of a lot. A lot of these picks have been, again, traded, a couple sold off, stash guys. Or the other thing that's funny about these is that sometimes the Heat have taken a player that wasn't really for them and they had no intention of keeping. For instance, like Bol Bol. If you remember that whole controversy, Heat fans freaking out. And so that could happen again, where they take a player, but they have no intention of actually using the player. And then Heat fans are upset that they don't keep the player. Marcus Thornton, if you go way back, actually became a decent NBA player, a pretty good shooter. He was a guy that the Heat took, but never intended to keep. But Bogdanović is another one. Perhaps maybe they should have kept him, but they didn't. So again, take that into consideration as we're going through some of these guys. And also, Some of this may depend on who they take at 15.
Yeah.
That may determine what kind of player they pick here. So let's go through it. The first name that you had here was Harrison Ingram. So tell us about him.
Yeah, there's a lot of similar wings in that second round range, if they do keep the pick. Like that'll be kind of the main question. And look, with Caleb Martin possibly walking, with the we think Haywood Highsmith probably returns, but even with him kind of being in the balance a little bit, it's not the worst thing to kind of get a couple extra wings, wing depth. That's what they utilize most, and they move those guys around. But like Harrison Ingram's like the 6'7", like high floor type second round pick. And we keep talking about, with the first round pick, we think they go kind of a little bit more upside just because you kind of have to. You get the best player available, you get the most talented player. But what do they do when they get undrafted guys? They get the guys with the highest floor. And that's kind of what you got to do with the second round pick. You got to get the guys that are able to kind of step right in and play. And he's kind of like that. He's a good defensive player. He's kind of like plays bigger than he is offensively. Like he'll put guys in the post. He has kind of a good left hand. He could kind of play in that lane. And he had like a really high spike from three. And I think that's where the intrigue pops in, because he was shooting around like 31, 32% from three, and it jumped to like 39% this past year. And I think the reason why he is a second round prospect is because there are question marks of how real that jumper is. And that's kind of the case with a lot of these wings. It's about the question of how good the jumper really is. So I think when Miami's doing their scouting, which they've been doing with a lot of these guys that are later in the draft, they're just probably finding out that there is equal ability with the wingspan, the height, the defensive ability. Like it probably comes down to them finding which shot is the realest. So that'll be the question mark. But I do think he's kind of one of those intriguing players. But like I said, there's a lot of these type of wings, and I'm glad you mentioned, like, it really does depend on who they pick on Wednesday. Because if they do take a big with that 15th pick, then I think you do go with like the high floor guy you can plug into a rotation. Now, me personally, and the guy we're going to get into next after this, I think the play is to get the most talented player at 15, which is probably going to be a wing or a guard. You get that player at 15 and you swing back later in the second round for a big. I think that's kind of what you do. I know everybody wants the most talented big. They need a big. I understand that. But I do think the drop off isn't as crazy from bigs from the first round to the second round as you'd think. I think that's kind of what you do. So just we'll see. But there definitely is more wings to get from in the second round. But I do think it ultimately, I think they go big in the second round.
I'm glad that you mentioned the Wednesday thing, because I should have said that at the beginning, and I'll actually be up in the draft in New York, and so it's become a 2-day process for me also. I know that the Heat don't love this, or at least Riley doesn't, because he kind of made a joke about it during his press conference when he met with us a little over a month ago. Is that they've split the draft, so it's the first round is Wednesday, the second round is Thursday. They're milking this thing kind of like the NBA NFL does, where it used to all be one day, now it's 3 days. I don't know if they could figure out a way to make this 3 days. Hopefully not. NBA drafts, by the way, used to be like 12 rounds. It's funny, my daughter's PE teacher, she's been telling me he played in the NBA, he played in the NBA, he played in the NBA. So I looked him up. He's 68 years old, so I mean it was a long time ago. And he was drafted in the 10th round. He never actually played a game, but he was drafted in the
Did you
10th
cover
round.
him?
I did not. She asked me the same thing. Thank you. Appreciate it. She also asked me if I met Abraham Lincoln. But basically, like back then, like they drafted everybody. Like these days, those would be Heat undrafted finds. So again, thank God it's not 12 rounds. It's 2 rounds, but it is spread over 2 days now. And I do wonder. And I'm sure this question will be asked of Adam Simon when he meets with the media, if he meets with the media before the draft, how that affects things, because you do have a night to think about it now. In the past, it's kind of like, okay, we're scrambling a little bit, and it's late, and all of that stuff. I mean, everybody should make the jokes about Pat's bedtime, but he'll make them himself. So it's kind of it's going to be different, I think. I do think, because we've seen it with the NFL. One of the things that happened in the NFL once they started splitting it is like everybody talks about how those first couple picks of, I guess for them, it would be what the, yeah, the second round, right? And then again in the fourth round, because that's when they come back at the second and third, that those first couple picks are like sought after. Like teams try to trade for them because then they look at their boards and like, oh my God, this guy is still there. Let's go up and get him. Do you think that's going to affect things before we get to the next player?
I think it affects to that point. I think there's more trade possibility. Like, I do think if you're Miami and teams are scrambling or this and that, or you do see a player higher, there's going to be way more trades in that second round. Now, with the, it's weird because you talk about maybe Miami not liking the 2-day structure, and the reason I feel like they wouldn't is because they're so well prepared with this draft stuff that they're the ones that find the hidden gems through the chaos. Like, when it gets chaotic and people are in, and it's just swinging through the thing, like, when you get a night to prepare, like a whole extra 24 hours to prepare, teams might figure out like the hidden gems more likely than Miami just being well prepared. So I think that's kind of the disadvantage for them. But I do think there's more trades. And to your point, maybe that's what, maybe Miami does end up trading that 43rd pick for that reason. Maybe there's teams that are trying to jump in into that range because guys are dropping, which is going to be a theme of this draft. Guys are going to drop even in the second round because it's kind of all over the place. So that's kind of the biggest thing. I do think there's more trades.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. I do think when preparation is at a premium, the Heat do the best. The bubble is the best example of that. Everybody's like, oh, they are unfair advantage because they're a really well-run organization. Well, yeah. I actually heard that like that was like considered like a slight against them. I'm like, no, because they're serious and the culture and all that. It's unfair advantage. No, that's the whole point of this thing. Like, if you're a good organization, you make good decisions, your players follow what you're supposed to do, then you have a better chance to win. Like, that's how this works. I never understood some of those narratives. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple other prospects that Brady likes, including we were talking about the bigs. So we'll start with one of those. We do want to mention a couple of great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Our friends over at Better Edge, use the code 5RSN. This is legal sports betting. The difference between this and the legal book in the state of Florida is there are markets here, which means you can find the line that you want. You're also not paying VIG, so it's a better experience. We also run our contest there. Go to betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. Also, check out Prize Picks. It is legal again in the state of Florida. It's staying legal. Use the code 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. We know that the NBA is over. NHL may be over tonight, hopefully. Hopefully, please, as we're recording this. If not, I'll be in a very nervous building on Monday. Maybe I shouldn't go, actually. Use the code 5 at Prize Picks, though, because you can still, WNBA is there, MLS is there, esports is there, golf is, I mean, everything's there. You go to prizepicks.com, use the code FIVE.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. It means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, you mentioned bigs. Who's your one that you want to talk about here?
Yeah, so it's Adam Bona out of UCLA, and this is kind of the first example of like why I don't think they're just going to jump into taking a big at 15 just because they need a big. I think they try to bank on the fact that there are similar bigs around 43. Like, he's 6'10", athletic, has similar offensive abilities. Like, a lot of these bigs that we're talking about in this draft are limited. Like, they're not like crazy offensive talents that are shooting the ball at a crazy level. Like a lot of these guys are role, you know, screen dive bigs that can defend. And that's what Miami looks for in a backup big. They do. They put every one of their backup bigs in a box. Every single player you've looked at in past years, whether it's Precious, whether it's older guys like Deadman or Zeller or Love, they play a similar role. They screen, they dive, they blitz, they play drop. Like, it's very similar. So when you get a guy like this that has good post game, has good touch defensively, I think is the reason there's really intrigued with him is because he's versatile defensively. Like, he's not one of these bigs that you have to put in one coverage. Like, he can actually size down and guard smaller guys. He plays the level, he plays drop. Like, he can really move around. I think Miami, he could just fit Miami's structure. And I look at the way he's played offensively. He plays in a similar system where he's running a lot of handoffs. He's playing off those handoffs. Like, I think Miami looks at just the way he's played and the way he knows that system in UCLA. And they're like, okay, we could use that. As long as Jaime doesn't tweet on draft night, I'm feeling UCLA, because we know how that goes sometimes. You just got to keep your tweets to yourself. But there is that tie, I guess, as well. Like, is sophomore Jaime Hawkins going to have pull in the organization to sway a second round pick? I don't know, but I do like him. I think that's I'll just say, like, if he's available at 43, I don't think you go anywhere else. I think he's 100% the pick you take, and you try to develop a guy like that. You need as much. I just keep going back to Dallas, Ethan. Like, you need a similar structure to them. Like just try to find big depth to some degree to put around this team. So second round pick, undrafted, whatever you want to do it. I think this is kind of the guy you kind of look at in that range.
Yeah, we've talked about Dallas and how they rebuilt around their two stars and fell short, but obviously got to a place that the Heat would like to get again in the finals. All right, one more here, Keshad Johnson. And by the way, how many of these guys worked out for Miami? Not that that always matters, but how many of them?
I think right now it's two. It's Bona and then Keshad Johnson. I'm not sure if Harrison Ingram has.
Okay. By the way, if people want that list, subscribe to Off the Floor, because Greg has been posting that list pretty much daily. Anyway, go ahead.
And that one's much more updated than the ones that are on the internet, because there's a lot missing from those ones even. So, but Keshad Johnson's just like people were wondering about, like, if Jaime Hawkins had an upside because he went to college all 4 years. How about a guy that went all 5 years? Because this is like another one of these. Everybody wants high upside. I get it. But like, when you're getting second round picks, there's only so much upside you're getting. If anybody knows that, it's Heat fans, though, because with the undrafted stories that you've seen, you see that they kind of max out at a certain level. Like, certain guys just have a certain peak. So you want to just get all the juice of the floor you can out of these guys. Like, Keshad Johnson's a good example, 6'7", pretty similar to Harrison Ingram, because he did have like the same exact 3-point jump, where, like I was saying before, like, a lot of these guys are trying to figure out which of the jumpers are the realest. He went from 26 to 39% shooting in kind of this past year, which just shows, like, how real is this stuff? Like, is this just like a spike of a year, or can they work things in? But he plays a similar role. The reason I liked him is because we talked about Caleb leaving. He plays a similar baseline role where he kind of just plays out of those dunker spots. He plays big. He works that cutting. He does not demand the ball. Like, in that system he played in, he was not like a needed the ball in his hands. Like, he was finding ways to be effective. And I think Miami looks at that and feels like they could utilize that possibly. And he's strong defensively. Like, he's really strong on the open floor. Like, he turns defense to offense. And I think the intriguing thing with him is, it's not like this is like a strong suit for him, but when you look at his film, it's like, I think there's mid-range upside. Like, he plays like, he has like a Morris Twins mid-range game almost. Like, you kind of see the way he can kind of get to those spots. And I think there is an ability, or Miami needs a little bit of that. They need a guy that they could put in mid post at times, like they do with Jaime. It just kind of can get to that turnaround jumper that could work certain spots, that could be, you know, effective, like I said, on those little slips and baseline cuts. I know Jaime is going to be a big part of that with this team, but Caleb was a big part of that. Like, Caleb held up a lot of those corner reps. Like, you need a guy that's going to be able to occupy that space. So I just think he's kind of another interesting one. And then there's some other guys, because I know that these were the three I hit on, but like, Jalen Bridges or Dylan Jones are two guys similar in this range. Like, they're just wings, you got defensive ability, just kind of wondering if they could play that 3-and-D role. There's another guy that I keep bringing up is Ryan Dunn. I don't think he gets to 43, Kind of one of the best, better defenders in this draft. And people I know have been talking about maybe the Knicks picking him up late in the first round, especially with all the OG and Anunoby stuff. But if he somehow begins to slip a little bit and he's all of a sudden Thursday, he's still on the board, would Miami jump up? I don't know if they jump up, but I would just keep an eye on that name. So it'll be interesting. Ethan, I'll throw a name at you real quickly because I feel like we have to just say this. Can I get your percentage? Just give me a percentage on the odds of Miami Heat
I
looking
knew
at
this was
Bronny
coming.
James.
I knew that was coming. Actually, I think we're gonna do a playback on Bronny. Just to take a look at his game. I was watching some highlights the other day. Honestly, I do think that if you took a, just strip the name away, I do think he's the kind of player who might end up in the Heat's developmental program. He kind of fits that mold. I don't want to say like Haywood Highsmith, but like a wing type, like a Kane Highsmith, like these guys, Rodney Magruder, these guys who kind of, they grind. I mean, I'll say this for him, for a, I don't think his upside's very high. Okay. But if you watch him, he doesn't play like a spoiled kid player. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't play like LeBron's kid. He plays hard. He's kind of a glue guy. He's just been made into something else because of obviously who his father is. I think they would look at him in under those circumstances. I think under these circumstances, I don't think there's any chance. It has nothing to do with clutch. It's just, is it worth the circus? And I just don't think it is. And I think it's actually interesting here because I think this is working for and against Bronny. It's definitely working for him that some teams are considering drafting him way above his skill level or talent level or upside. But I think there are some teams that are just going to say no. I mean, because it's not worth, bringing that kind of media attention for a guy who essentially, like I said, is Jamal Kane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, am I wrong about that? Like, do you see more there? And that's not an insult to Jamal Kane. I mean, credit to him for getting a two-way and showing some things with the Heat. I don't know necessarily he's going to be back, but I'm just saying, like, this is a lot of noise about someone who is not star level potential or close.
The media stuff is the reason I couldn't see the Heat taking him. Like getting that type of attention where every move they do is surrounded by that. They are the opposite of that type of attention. But I do think it is funny because if you said before, like if you strip the name, he's probably going undrafted, and he probably
Yeah.
does end up on
Right.
Miami's system,
Exactly. He'd be
which
in
is
Sioux
wild to think
Falls.
about.
He'd be in Sioux Falls. Absolutely. Like he is, you watch him play, you're like, okay, he's kind of a Heat player. And look, I don't know that that's an accident. If you think about what Bronny's age was when LeBron was with Miami, you're talking about, this was essentially his childhood to a large degree. Those 4 years, formative years, I mean, he was watching his father play for that organization. It's not stunning to me that he looks like that as a player. And again, I give him credit for leaning into his strengths, which I think he does know how to do, but it's just, this is not, he's not an elite guy. And like you said, they've had enough of a circus show with his father. Like, you don't need to do it for a player who's got 1/10 of talent. Like, I mean, 1/10, 1/100, one whatever, just doesn't make any sense. So no, I don't think so. I actually think it's going to be some team that's just desperate for attention. Honestly, like it's going to be like a Detroit or something, or you know what I mean? Like it's gonna be one of those teams, and it's gonna be a team probably LeBron would never have considered. And I think LeBron's going back to the Lakers anyway, the whole Redick thing. And
Portland.
Portland, right? Yeah, Cronin will bring him in. See what goes. Well, Cronin won't still be there in about 3 months. But anyway, thanks to Brady. Check out the rest of his work at Brady Hawk 305. We'll have more coverage of the 15th pick as we go forward. Also, we'll be doing our draft retrospectives. Make sure you catch the one on a certain guy that the Heat did pretty well with on the draft, named Dwayne Wade, 2003. We're going to be doing the Michael Beasley draft. Could have been the Kevin Love draft. We're going to talk about that. 2008. We're probably going to do 2015 here. Justice Winslow. We'll be doing others on playback, the Hero draft, the Hawkins draft, maybe the Bam draft, and unfortunately, the Precious draft. We'll be getting into some of these as we go forward. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.